Looking for a better way to connect to your Kickstarter audience? Looking for videos to reach out and inform your followers what exactly is going on, fulfilling campaigns, or, you know, just creating content to interact with audience? I'm your guy. If you're an author looking to make something a dynamic video to reach out and actually reach your Kickstarter followers, whether it's offering a cool reward, whether it's answering mail, whether it's whatever you can imagine, I can be there to help you. Check out my Kickstarter services in the description below.
Oh, there it goes. There we go. I almost know what I'm doing.
Almost.
After all this, yeah. They gave me an award for this, like I said, so okay. Once upon a time. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the incredible Jenny McDonald, businesswoman, entrepreneur, makeup artist, actress? I don't know if you actually
interior design.
Yeah.
Entrepreneur. Artist. Yeah.
No. Like you're a cool driven person.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I gave it a try.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's like I get bored easily or I just have too many ideas to do at one time, so I haven't run out of ideas yet.
I honestly think it's honorable. Like, truth, like I said, there's a lot, we talked about this off the air, there's a lot of people that get caught up in whatever lifestyle they're in and they don't dream of anything anymore.
Yeah.
I like it when you never stop.
Yeah, I'm never like a in-the-box person, always out-of-the-box thinking or how can I do something better. I never want to be on that train track, you know, the American lifestyle train track. I'm always jumping off and looking out the window.
There's two things about the American lifestyle I do like, and it's this. There are a lot of people like you that have ideas on how to change the world. Mm-hmm. I think there is something about the platforms down there that I lived in Phoenix, so when I was living in Phoenix, I got to play with some of those platforms. The opportunity to get yourself noticed down there is absolutely incredible.
For sure.
That's one good thing they do down there, and they always have ideas, and they're encouraged to go for it, and I like that part. But it's where they want you to put everything once you got it.
Yeah, like the timeline set.
Yeah, and you got a secret rebellion against that timeline.
Oh yes, rules are meant to be broken, right?
Yes. Oh, what are rules?
Oh, what rules? I don't know.
Well, like, oh no, I mean, so I'm 41. I came to like a conclusion, like there's a cool little like point in your life when you come to the realization, I don't have to cooperate with anything, and I can do what I want.
Yeah.
There's a lot of freedom.
So much freedom in that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to. Now, there, again, you gotta be man or woman enough to deal with the consequences of your actions.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do it,
One of my favorite things that I think about all the time is there's freedom and no boundaries. And that's kind of, I think, what you're saying too, with just being able to, you know, step outside that comfort zone, step outside that line, think of an idea, do it. Because if you make a mistake or you don't like it, then you still learn something from it. So,
well, I have 13 rules to success.
One?
Show up. That's the first rule.
Yep.
I always think it's dumb.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb.
It's so true.
Yeah.
You don't show up, there's nothing.
Yeah. Show up. Rule two. This is going to be the non-compete version. Do your shit.
Yep.
Whatever you're supposed to do, do it.
Yep.
Rule three. There's a caveat to this. Don't quit. Here's the thing. If it sucks, quit quickly. Just quit. If
just suck and pretend it never happened.
Yeah, no. Honestly, if it sucks. Mm-hmm. If it's hard, not when it's hard. When it's hard, it's hard.
Yeah, hard is good.
Yeah. So, don't quit when it's. I should kind of change it. Don't quit when it's hard. Quit when it sucks.
Yeah.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
4, the rest is rain. So here's how that one works. Have you ever heard of the concept that you can do everything absolutely correctly and still fail?
Yep.
Consequently, if you don't do those things, you're guaranteed to fail.
Yeah, that's similar to mine where you don't, or the answer is always no if you don't ask.
That one's a little later.
You got a lot, like number 8 or something.
Yeah. So, your job, whatever you choose to do, okay, what's your business right now, off the top of your head?
Which one? I have a few.
Pick one.
We'll go with makeup. That's
okay,
the OG.
Okay, so you know how to put together something to make it look a certain look. You have an idea in your head to create a certain look, and you have a lot of techniques, knowledge, and passion to make it work. Sometimes it doesn't work like human management would work, right? Sometimes it's better, sometimes it's worse.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes. But you did everything you knew how to do in that moment.
Yeah.
That's your job.
Yeah.
Everything else is nice. Like, yeah, you don't want it to always fail, but it's part of the process too.
Yeah.
Even doing everything correctly.
Yeah.
Or you know how to do it correctly. So that's rule 4.
Mm-hmm.
Rule 5, get out of your fucking way. What terrifies you more, fear of failure or fear of success?
I actually think I'm lacking a fear gene.
That's
I've thought about this a lot, and I think I actually lack that. And I think that's what draws me to horror movies and different things. Like, just, I don't know, scare me.
You like being scared?
Yeah, I think, well, I guess my fear would be to do nothing and just be a potato. So I just like to do, and if it's fail or success, it doesn't matter, because it's not... This sounds corny, but it's not the end goal. It's about the experiences and the people you meet and just trying. Like, the stories that come with just trying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, all right. So, but for some people, so this podcast legitimately got nominated for an Aurora Award way back in the day. And what happened there was, so that was the first time I ever dealt with imposter syndrome of any kind. And I had this, like, real concept. Fear of success and fear of failure is basically a fear of change. Right? One, right? You
right.
don't fear that
That's
change.
The middle ground.
Right? So, right? So, but for fear of success, which is what this is, if you want to enjoy whatever good comes in your life, get out of your way. Because honestly, you yourself will be your architect of both your success and your failure. We're not perfect. None of us are. So we all have flaws. But that all said, it doesn't, you shouldn't take the fact that when you do something great, you should enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's where it's like, if you don't enjoy it, for me at least, it's like, if I've ever had some sort of job that I don't enjoy, I'm not doing it. So I like to tell people that I'm retired, just to, one, see their face, because they always look at me funny, because I look like I'm 12. But I just say, just say you're retired. It's very liberating. Because it's saying that you get to choose to show up to what you want to do, and that you're making that conscious effort to actually, you know, control your own life and not be doing what you're doing because someone else says you have to.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Rule 6, be grateful, be charitable.
Mm-hmm.
Say thank you to people that really help you, be there for the people. Like, no one owes you anything. So anything good comes your way, be grateful.
Yep.
7, no excuses.
These are great rules.
These are great rules.
These are great rules.
Rule 8, stay uncomfortable.
Yes.
There's a little caveat to this. Well, I've had this conversation.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah, no, but you yeah. have to. It's how you grow.
Yeah.
You have to go out on limbs and take chances. Mind. That's just the way it is. Now, for everybody, that's a little different what that might look like. But no matter what, like, the things you really want in this life, they usually require you to go outside of the comfort zone you're on, right? So that's usually the way it goes. So there's a fine line there. Now, I've also been the guy that starved to death. So like, you may not want to go to fight that extreme.
You want to eat.
Eating's good.
To be able to show up, you know, one after the other.
When I was going through that particular phase in my life, honestly, in a weird way, I was at my best. It was just...
That's what I always say. Rock bottom is my favorite place to be.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's not my favorite place to be, but I take a piece of it with me everywhere I go.
Yep.
Because you need that competitive drive. It's the only way things happen. Right? Let's see. Rule 9. What the hell is rule 9? Sorry. I'm thinking about these here. I'll tell you rule 10. If in doubt, when in doubt, pick the path that's the most fun.
Yeah.
If in doubt.
Yep.
Rule 11. Gotta come back to rule 9 because now it's driving me nuts.
Was it the one that we got ahead of ourselves and got to?
It's possible. Hold on. Rule 11. Don't be afraid to ask for anything. Just don't be afraid to do anything. Got it?
Yeah.
We can't do it all on our own. None of us can.
Nope.
But we have to be willing to do whatever it takes for what we want.
Yeah.
There's a give and take. You don't need to do it all. In fact, you can suck at stuff.
Use your tools. Use your people are tools too. Right?
Yes.
Asking the right people for advice or help. Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's see. Rule 12, wait for no one.
Yep.
Wait for no one. Because that was the lesson coming back here. Oh. Rule 9, detach from all outcomes.
Love that. These are so good.
Yeah.
Write these down.
I've done it for a few people, actually. It's like, these are good rules. Yeah. Like, detach from a lot of outcomes just from the pandemic. So, not going to get into the political stuff but on this, but the segregate, the idea of then carrot of returning to normal made people put faith in certain things that they maybe shouldn't have, and vice versa. There were things on right? The truth of the matter is, there's not a single idea we have. We have an idea of how the world works. It's not necessarily the truth. Also, we all see things differently.
Yeah, everyone's perspective is their truth. So there's a million truths out there. Yeah. Billions.
Yes. So what you've got to understand is you have to be open enough to acknowledge that you can be wrong. If someone feels it, because that way, let's just say, or I use this always as the example, the sky is blue. And you say it's fuchsia.
Yeah.
Right? Now, if I attack the idea, now if you're detached from the outcome of that idea,
yeah.
If I say it's not fuchsia, you're not going to be offended at that. You'll disagree yeah. with me, but you're not going to yeah. be offended
like,
at that.
Like, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
One of us is colorblind. No.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or, that's fine, right?
You, it's all good. It's all you see it. It's yeah, not going to affect my life.
Yeah, exactly. But if you're so, but if you become attached to that idea specifically, I'm very careful about the phrase your truth. I always go my opinion or my perspective.
Right. Yep.
It's an easier, because if I say it's my truth, I'm taking it all the way in.
Yeah.
And if you attack the idea, even if you're correct,
then it still like hurts in
not
a way.
Not only does it yeah. hurt, you're not going to be able to change my mind. You're just not going to be able to yep. do it. There's nothing to be done. That's rule nine. It's important to understand that, because if you don't have the ability to detach from your own outcomes, also when you go for something like obviously when we try shit and fail, well, it's like, I'm so attached to this is the way it's gonna work. Well, it didn't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So why didn't it? Right? But if you're, but again, if you're hardwired attached, this is how you got to do it.
It's more just the baby steps, right?
Yeah.
You do the little bits along the way, and it's achievable, and it's, you know, you had that success along the way. Mm-hmm. You're looking at the outcome at the end. It's never going to turn out that way. Even no. just a simple drawing or painting, like, it's never going to look how you thought it was going to look.
I did a drink and draw with a children's book illustrator in the States. She's 18. She just kicks ass. She makes me feel, like, woefully inadequate at her age already. But we did, like, these 5-minute drawing drills. She goes, draw Batman. I mess up the ears in, like, the first 10
You're like,
seconds.
No,
but like, I can do Batman. I've done it.
Yeah.
But I messed up the ears in like the first 10 seconds. And it's like, I only have 5 minutes, right? So I can't fix this.
You can't fix it, yeah.
Like, well, I'm gonna make something new. That's yeah. what I did.
Batman with giant cat ears, it's all good.
Oh, it wasn't. It's like some Ant-Man kind of mold. Like, yeah, some, yeah. I completely made a brand new
like,
creation.
Don't even know where your arm's yeah. going drawing.
Yeah, so those are my basic 12 rules. What was my 13th? Yeah, I have a lot of rules, as you can see.
13th is that there's always room for growth.
That's
that one's just 13 dot blank.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is what I've learned so far.
Yeah, that's yeah. awesome. You'll have to write those down. For
yes.
Me.
Yeah, detached. Yeah, the ninth rule is yeah. Again, I'm on that one from the pandemic. The 10. So my last convention I'm doing in the city. I'm posing with that my 10th rule. I'm probably going to be doing a very horrible version of karaoke of like Carry On, Wayward Son. Let me see if I can
oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Again, have fun, right?
Yeah.
You got to choose, like you're in whatever, wherever spot you're in.
Yeah.
There's no judgment there. But while you're here, you try to find ways
Live
to enjoy it.
Yeah. Okay.
Try to find ways to enjoy it.
Yeah.
And right, it's not big stuff, it's always the little stuff.
Yep. Always, it's always about the details. Even like makeup, design, all the things that I do in my life, it's always about the details and the people and the stories along the way.
Absolutely.
It's never about the end. The end is like the worst part. You're kind of like, okay, cool, next.
But is there really an end?
Sorry?
Is there really an end?
No. No.
No.
No such thing as time, no such thing as end, no
yeah.
such thing as...
Well, I'm just saying, like, life has changed. So parts of the journey do change and evolve and end. But...
Chapters.
Yeah, chapters, but the thing is, like, you're... Okay, this is a big question.
Ready for it.
Who do you want to become? And now here's my 13th rule, actually. So it's actually a quote, but I'll get there. It's another cliche, but it's a good one.
I'm not sure I'm trying to become anything. It's more about just being who I am. Does that make sense?
No, it does, but then I'm going to ask the boss, like, can you quantify who you are?
Quantify.
In other words, okay, who I am.
Yeah.
I'm a storyteller who loves hearing other people's stories, where they come from, like, driven, right? Right. We are, when we're talking, like again, things I'm talking about here, they click with you because we're not quite on the same path, but we have also a similar path, right?
Yeah.
Right? So you hear it and go, okay, this all makes sense to me, right?
Yeah.
So, but the thing is, I know who I am.
Yeah.
Because I know who I am, I'm a storyteller.
Yeah.
Loves engaging with people and hearing their stories as well. So I'm both. I'm both the creator and I'm also a listener.
Yeah.
That's who I am.
Yeah.
Right, and what I want, and then I already told you, is adventure and connection. The only question I have a really hard time answering is, where do I want to go? Because I want to go everywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
I think that's kind of...
It's a big question. It's not a simple answer.
Yeah.
Right?
But I think, like, having too much expectation for yourself is still kind of capping a little bit. Like, I like... more like just being in the present and being like, okay, this is my purpose now. I'm an artist, an entrepreneur. My purpose, I think, is to inspire people, and I just keep going for what I want to do in the present, and that shifts and turns, and
sure,
it's probably annoying for some people, but it's like I'm started as a makeup artist, for example, and it doesn't mean that is forever, and it's kind of altered and shifted and turned different ways, where it's like I can still use and gain and collect all these different tools and then create bigger and bigger ideas and purposes with what I've had. And I don't like to ever be, you're the makeup artist. Like, that's not who I am. It's what I do.
Okay, so it's not really, I'm not fully pushing back, but just something to think about. It's okay to actually put yourself, I play with, like, when I write. So one of the things that I've gotten older is I've appreciated some of the formula in some of the more, like, commercial, traditional stuff. Not because I necessarily want to follow it, but I understand, like, what happens when you set a guideline or a structure in place, it gives you a basis to build on.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think it's entirely a bad thing to have some of that, right?
Yeah.
I think, again...
Guideline versus expectation, I guess.
Yeah. But again, there's a bit of, you don't necessarily need to put pressure on yourself, but it's good to have a vision.
Yes,
right?
100%.
It's good to have a vision. And I think that, and I do think that's a little bit of an expectation, but that all said, I don't think that's a bad thing. Now again, going like, oh my God, I gotta do absolutely everything, blah, 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 no, that's terrible. Yeah.
A vision isn't a detailed, end goal.
Nope.
A vision's, the niche.
Yeah, but also, I mean, it does give you some details, because it lets you choose the door. Now you can get a whole bunch of doors. I just wanted to write books, and here we are having a conversation in a cafe.
Yeah.
Right? Just chilling.
Yeah. You wouldn't have predicted it. No, you know, not, 10 not, years not, ago, not, 20 not, years ago.
No. No. And that's the thing, right? Like, you never expected that. But it's like anything else. Like, you expect it. You have a talent, you use it, you get another thing. You have another talent, you use it, you get another thing. You have a talent, you use it. And it's the... I don't know where you are. There's a biblical parable about someone having 5 talents, using all 5, getting 5 more. Someone using 10 talents, using all 10, getting 10 more. And one using just 1 talent and not using it, and it just disappears and goes into one of the 3 talents of the other people. Right?
And that's the biggest fear.
Yeah. No, and that's fair. Like, I mean, you're given what you're given for a reason. It's okay. The only thing I would tell you, and this is if a little advice from someone. Only a little. You're hard to quantify in an age. You definitely don't look 12, trust me. But you still look very, very, very young.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, but one of the things I've learned is, as long as you're conscious about what you want, what you don't want, right? What you prefer, right? There's nothing wrong with saying no. But you got to be conscious about it, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right, you got to be conscious about it. You can't let your fears dictate where you go. And you got to be, again, it's one of those weird little things, right? It's like, there's no wrong answer, provided you're honest about what you want in that answer.
Yes.
Yep. You like that?
Yeah, yeah. I basically float around this planet
saying
that it's just the best way is to, like, conscious awareness. So, like, everything you're doing, you're kind of watching yourself third party, your fly on the wall, and making sure, like, oh, do I seem like I'm happy in that moment? Are the people that I'm interacting with, are they good for me? You know, that kind of thing. So conscious awareness is definitely, like, kind of that wavelength that I like to ride in throughout everything, and to be able to say, like, oh, yeah, that's, like, serves my soul, or it's inspiring or fun and not sucky.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, that's, but again, it's, I get the feeling you've had that self-awareness for a very long time.
Yep.
Before I met you?
Yep. Yep.
When did that click? Because that doesn't click for everybody.
Well, how deep do you want to get?
I don't mind. This is what I do.
How, I mean, I'm quite spiritual, and I've always been very spiritual in terms of energies and that kind of thing, and always felt different than most people in that way. And I don't know, it's good and bad, because you see a lot of the downsides of human life and you see a lot of the good sides, and just try to stay on that positive path all the time. And like, I guess you create that, you have that awareness when you feel a little bit different or isolated from others.
Okay.
In that way, right? Because you start thinking, oh, why is this? Why is that?
Naturally curious.
Yeah.
Naturally curious.
Like a cat.
I can see that. Like, I saw that even back, way back in the day. Right? So, for those people wondering, I met Miss McCawson, that's what I'm going to call her. That's a little inside joke. back when we were working on a movie set together.
Yeah.
Right? So, she was, this was with Ben Hayden's. Is he still doing stuff?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so. I saw him right before I left Calgary for Vancouver in 2019.
Okay, yeah, I haven't seen him in years as well.
Yeah.
Doing his thing.
Yeah, I know. I went, so a little fun story. I went to Vancouver to actually get into the movie industry seriously in 2020, right?
Right at COVID. Tears.
Listen.
Full hazmat.
Yeah, it's just like, what? So this is like my whole approach in the pandemic was really simple. So I was out, like, this was when we did Vancouver, when absolutely it was batshit. When you went outside, and, like, I was still working at Pure later, no one knew what was going on.
Yep.
This is when everything started to just massively shut down.
Yep.
Right? So I'm still going to work. Like, obviously, Vancouver, if you do live there, you know this. You don't drive there. If you can avoid driving there, you do so at all costs,
yeah.
Right?
Parking is as much as your rent.
Parking is as much as your rent. That's part of it, but also no one can drive there. It's literally the worst city to drive
in. Chaos, yeah.
Right? It's literally the worst. So I'm taking the train, and again, this is right at the start, so no one knows what's up and down. So a dude comes, like, he's going to work. He goes, hey, listen, man, can I borrow a pen to draw? I didn't have a pen to draw. You know, hilariously, just the amount of people that have books, seen the camera, and it's gone the other way. Just has been an incredible.
So nice. Yes. Usually they're running around.
Yes. But what happened, right, is, so at the end of the night, he goes to me at this point. And I realized that's when I realized how cruel this was. This is cruel.
Yeah.
Because I hesitated for a second. I was like, this is not.
Yeah.
I made a decision, but I decided I'd make a decision. Not knowing. And again, this was my answer, not everybody else's. But this bumped him back. He's like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going out here every day. Yeah. There's nothing I can do if I get something.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean I have to be a dick about it. Right? Everyone try to be kind in a very cruel world right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the judgment that's often quite sad, like lack of trust and judgment of when we're out in public. It's like, oh, we're, you know, judging the person that's walking, or we feel threatened, we walk on the other side of the street, things like that. I'm like, what is happening?
right before I came here, like I said, I had two gentlemen come out. One of them wanted to find me. He's like, excuse me, bitch boy. I was like, what? Right, he was looking for a bite.
Yeah.
Him and his buddy were looking for a bite. And I was like, I don't got time for this. I gotta meet you. Started chuckling. They did not know what to do with me.
Yeah.
I started laughing.
Sometimes if you just smile, then people get very thrown off.
Well, no, because again, I did the opposite. He was looking for the bite. Right? They threw. So I had a dress shirt. They threw a little plate on the dress shirt. Oh. That's the worst.
The extent of it, like it can wash out.
Yeah, it's like no ego. And like I said, right then, meet you. It seemed like a no-brainer, right?
Yeah.
But it's just like, no judgment. Just like, hey, you know what? If you're going through a bad day, I'm not going to be nervous about who's around me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to confident in who I am, and I'll let the rest take care of itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like two stories, two bubbles intertwining, but they don't have to actually interact. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, or the other way, too. You go and have a conversation with somebody, and then they tell you a very interesting life story.
Yep. That's that power of choice, right? You can decide in that moment if that's where your character is going to go, or you can just continue where your goals and your vision was.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you're getting out of here before I am. I'm a little jealous.
Yep.
A little jealous.
I'm out of here.
No, I don't follow you. So, what did you go there and make that decision there? Like, how did that all go about?
So it's been a couple years in the making. I think COVID sort of triggered it all, where hair and makeup I couldn't do legally.
Yeah.
It's like, you're on the ban list, your job's illegal. Never thought it would be, you know, illegal. It's crazy.
Fun aside, so in Windsor, because they shut down the businesses and it killed a lot of business. Well, there's this one barbershop there. They decided that they would officially close, unofficially, because they had to put the families. And I totally get that, right?
Yeah.
Was what it was. It
says one thing on the door and they're snipping, snipping bangs in the back.
Oh no, it had a whole setup, man.
Okay.
It was absolutely like no one. Because again, this is and again, if people want to judge, that's fine. But do keep in mind, they have rent to pay and families to feed.
Yep.
And they're going to do what they're going to do.
Call it hygiene. Maybe that'll be like...
Yeah, no,
that was
absolutely.
Like, yeah.
The 18-month no COVID haircut. I was one of those guys.
Yep. Yeah,
so I need a haircut.
Doing your own YouTube tutorial haircut.
Yeah.
Just ponytail chop.
Yes.
So then with COVID, I was thinking like, okay, what can I do that's complete opposite? Like, spread the eggs out in multiple baskets. I have multiple talents. What can I do with it? And at the time, I had just finished interior design school. So I was sitting on my couch one day and just moping, and then I had the idea for a blog. So I was like, okay, I can do an interior design blog. It can be topics that I want to talk about. It can be the DIY projects that I'm working on anyways. It can, you know, I can monetize money with that and sort of let that brew for a while. And then I went out to Portugal finally when things were, like the minute things were open and EI ended and all those things, I had a flight booked for the next day. It's like, yeah, I'm out. So went to Portugal where my aunt is now retired. And I remember we were driving through the countryside. It was sort of rainy, it was off season, rainbows were out, very cinematic in that way. I picture everything as like a movie scene in my head. I think I'm just conditioned to be like that now.
For
being in the industry, it's entertaining. And we just kept bouncing ideas back and forth and having more ideas for a business, right? And I had the name Cobblestone Ave from the blog, and like originally it was my sister's business, and then we swapped business names and this whole thing. So when I was there in Portugal, I realized this is where the business like is from without creating it while I was there, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
I was like, yeah, there's cobblestone everywhere. It's the idea of you're on a pathway, you're on a street. You look to the right, there's, you know, a makeup or hair salon. You look the other way, there's an interior design studio, there's a shop. Like, you're walking down and it's kind of a metaphorical pathway of all the different talents and things that you can do in life and people you can meet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's Cobblestone Ave, now Cobblestone Avenida, because it's kind of that English-Portuguese combination name. And just recently I went back again, so was there for 2 months, and from ground up, her and I built and opened a shop. So it's a sustainable Portuguese boutique. So there's clothes, shoes, home decor, ceramics, kind of everything that we would love, but in a way that's helping the Portuguese people have a place that it's all curated into one place. So bringing that American style boutique shop to Europe, because I find a lot of them are brick and mortar, you know, one of them in the country and you have to go there for it. So a lot of the other people in the country and the locals don't ever, you know, travel all to the north end of the country just to pick up a pair of shoes. So keeping with the sustainability as well and keeping it local. So there is not a shop in Canada yet, and I know a lot of people are already wanting to bring stuff, so my suitcase will be full next time. But yeah, just kind of seeing that Canada always, it's like the China of Europe in a way. So Canada always is bringing stuff from Portugal, and you go to HomeSense, you go to Chapters, you go pretty much any of the places here that we like to shop for home goods. You turn it over, it says made in Portugal. When you're there, you don't see those items necessarily. So it's like everything is leaving, and they aren't really keeping the good stuff that they've created and that they've, you know, made their country sustainable. So we're trying to keep it locally there for them to actually realize how great of a country it is.
No, it's suddenly kind of fell in love with the place a little bit.
Oh yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Oh, so beautiful.
No, yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah. No, it totally does. For me, when I do eventually jaunt to Europe, I'm not quite sure how I'm going to pick a van to Europe yet, but I'll figure that out.
A van? Oh, just get one there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So I have, like, for me, it's England. Because I've met so many people from the UK, I'm just looking forward to just being one of those guys traveling up and down the British Isles.
You'll love it.
Yes, oh, it'd be fantastic.
So bring such a different life, and I think that's the biggest thing is, it's you can compare every little detail, but they're so different that you also shouldn't in a way. Like it's just different.
Universally, people aren't that different. Doesn't matter where it is. And if you want to break the ice really, really quick, any country, ask them to teach you how to swear in their language.
Mm-hmm.
And ship it. It is the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, food.
Mm-hmm. Food and swearing. Right. No, I had someone here sign language. I go, can you teach me how to swear in sign language? So she gets this like this impish look on her face and starts teaches me how to do bullshit in sign language. It's just like, oh, okay. Because it's fun. It's a bond, right? It's an easy way to create a bond, and you now you share an experience together.
Yeah.
So now it's easy to go and do other things, and then eventually start learning the language.
Yeah,
and you come up with like this broken English, Spanish.
I swear.
No, yeah, oh, absolutely. But it's now like the joke, Miss Picasso. Right? Mm-hmm. It's an inside joke between us.
Yeah, just the interaction.
It's an interaction. It creates a bond. So that's the thing, right? So in one sense, that's universal. But then you get into the details, right? And you shouldn't necessarily compare, but it's those little things that make you understand how people do think differently.
Yeah.
And
what suits you better.
Yeah,
as,
exactly.
As a person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what are your needs and where does that...
Yeah. And that's always fascinating to me, right?
Where lets you be the person that you want to be or that you are in the best environment as possible.
That's part of it.
Yeah.
But it also helps you understand everybody else around you too.
Yeah.
It's hard. I can have a low opinion of somebody from just my experience with them, but still not necessarily think they're a terrible person.
Mm-hmm.
I can have a high opinion of somebody and then necessarily think they're, again, not too high, not too low on anybody. Because I understand we're all human beings at the end of the day, and all of us have our flaws, all of us have our struggles, and
you caught them on a bad day, or you caught them on the best day ever. Like,
Yeah, exactly. So you try to keep all that stuff in mind.
Yep.
Right? You try to keep all that stuff in mind when you deal with people. That doesn't necessarily mean that, again, there are people you're not going to like, there are people that aren't for you.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Don't have to be friends with everybody. But we can get along and be kind.
Well, we can try, or at least be civil. I'm gonna say be civil. I'm not, right, at least be civil with each other.
You're like, I'm not there yet, too soon.
Well, no, it depends, right? Yeah. Like, it depends. Like, again, we're not made for, again, the other thing is, I've gotten older. I'm okay being the villain sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like I've gotten to that point. Like, that's cool.
That's on you.
Yeah.
I like me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
gotta like what you see at the end of the day, and you realize you're not gonna be for some people. You're gonna be for some people, but you're not gonna be for everybody. Yeah. And
not in the same way or the same extent.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, and that's not how it is. Ultimately, it's about, are you, again, something you just said, are you happy with what you see when you look in the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
If the answer is yes,
that's great. Pat on the back.
Exactly. So you go in Portugal. So, makeup artist, interior design.
Yeah.
What else do you do?
I guess. I feel like I'm just always, I'm like an idea center. There's always this ball rolling that's thinking of new ideas that, like, essentially just inspire myself and get me excited enough to...
You must find, some people have a hard time, must have a hard time with you sometimes.
I was literally thinking that this morning. I was like, man, this is why I'm single. People can't keep up with me.
honest to God, like... Okay, straight up. Very pretty woman. Got a good brain. Like, you're very driven, right? I think keeping you focused on something might be a problem sometimes.
No, I can focus, like, hyper-focus, but I'll also get it done and a lot quicker than most people, so that I'm on to the next thing.
I did, like keeping you on a... Like a track of a lot of people can follow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing about you.
Step six when they're still comprehending step one. No, I'm past that.
yeah, you're like, I've done it.
Yeah.
It's okay, I've been here, I've done that, bought the t-shirt, and it's great, and I want to do the next thing. I can totally see that with you, right? Yeah, finding someone to keep up with you would be a challenge.
Yeah. Definitely is.
Yes.
And it's not even like it's a stressful hustle.
No.
For me, like, I just enjoy it, and that's how I am. And
yeah, no, I
like, don't stop me, kind of thing. It's like, I'm just gonna keep doing what is inspiring and happy and fun and all these things.
Why would anybody want to stop you? I don't. I'm serious. Like, that the train's coming. If someone wants to get on the track, just
get on the other train. Right? Not building the track fast enough.
Yeah.
Like, out in space.
So, I think I remember my 13th rule.
Okay.
But it's a cliche quote.
Okay.
At any moment, give up who you are for to become who you want to be. You gotta let go sometimes to move forward.
Concepts of sacrifice.
It's not even, I don't feel it's like even necessarily a sacrifice. I mean, it's just okay, change, but initial change. We have an established system, right? Well, we want to change it. We have to do away with the system. Now, we can do it gradually, but at some point in that change, you have to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be let go completely.
Yep.
Right? So that's just the way it goes. Right?
It's like my tattoo. It says everything's temporary.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. Now, that's also a beautiful concept, though, too, because... it means every moment is precious because, okay, for example, I think this is the first time we've actually sat down and had a long conversation. We hung out, but we did like a long
usually time. Interrupted because
yeah,
it's
yeah.
set, right? Oh,
yeah,
God,
yeah,
go
yeah.
do this, go do
and,
that.
Yeah. So now, I'm not trying to sound like doom and gloom thing. This might be our only conversation like this. I hope not.
You never know.
Right. I hope not, but you never know, right?
Yeah.
So how precious was that while? Like, so enjoy that. Enjoy those moments.
Mm-hmm.
They are more precious than we realize.
Yeah.
They are more precious than we realize. So
there's many, that's why I like the quote, because there's so many ways that you can look at it. I originally got it because it was like my yoga mantra, and it's on a place where I can look in the mirror and see it reflected back. So it's like, oh yeah, you know, in a literal way, it's like, hold the pose. It's only going to be 30 seconds. Like, keep trying to balance. Don't just give up because it's a little bit uncomfortable in that time. So there's kind of that side, which is metaphorical and literal. And then there's the other way of looking at it where it's like, yeah, be in the present, enjoy the moment. You know, everything can be short. Either it can be controlled or uncontrolled, but it kind of encapsulates everything where it's just purely enjoying the good, the bad, the thoughts, the smells, the, you know, the drink you're having. You never know if that's your favorite drink. The business is goes out of business. Like, enjoy every little detail.
That actually legitimately happened. Kensington used to have
the worst.
Kensington had a quote-unquote cockpit. It was above the, remember, there was like a clothing store, and above it there was a coffee shop. They actually made a hot chocolate with turmeric and pepper. It was really, really good. And it was like, this is amazing!
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, no, I like good stuff like that. It's right, you're finding that stuff, right?
The go-tos, like the list of, you know, if you could only be in that country or that place for 1 hour, what would you go back and eat or see or yeah.
I don't know about Portugal, but if I was in it, for Italy or Germany, marzipan. I love marzipan.
Yeah. I feel like you could get that on every corner, right? But there might be that one place.
Well, no, absolutely. And it's true burgers. It's true. Like, every city has, like, these treasure troves.
Yeah.
Right? You gotta find, like, so the other day, I was doing an interview like this. Now, it was a weird interview in one sense because it started raining because we were outside. We were prepared for everything but the rain. Because again, it was Calgary. Rain was...
You can't expect the, like, I cannot figure out the dress here.
No, so, thing is, we go to the weather port, it's hot as balls, right? Hot as balls is what the weather's going to be. Yep. It's going to rain the next day.
Yep.
So I get out there, I look in the distance, I see like a lightning cloud. It's like, is it going to come this way or not?
Yeah. And
like,
we're in Alberta and it's actually just a day away.
Yeah. You don't...
for miles.
Yeah. So, but the place we went to. So at the end of 24th Avenue, due to the university, you go south. There's like this... like little nature, like home reserve I never knew existed, and in it there's like birds and rare things. It's like everything else. This has been a, like one of those experiments in on human behavior. I've learned something today. I say it like that because what happened was it rained, but in that moment it was like this beautiful little space I never knew existed in the city.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's the...
just those gems.
I hate tourist shit.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Give me the real shit.
Yeah. Go off the beaten path, see someone like I went to China once and one of my best memories was just seeing people cutting potatoes on rocks. And like,
wow.
I don't know, it was, I just never wished I had a film camera in that moment because it was just such a like difference from here. You know, yeah. We have our fancy knives that are hundreds of dollars, this, that, like all these things. And they're just simple, like very simple. Cutting potato on a rock.
Yep.
And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can actually turn a rock into a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Rub stone in stone long enough, you have great blades.
Yep.
Right, so.
Yep.
But yeah, no, where does it differently? And there's just like these little moments and gems, and you know, that's the stuff that makes things worth it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, sometimes literally I fly to Vancouver just to have my favorite food places, and then I come back.
I can do that too. My sister works at an airline, so if I go to Vancouver.
Amazing.
If I go to Vancouver, it's really cheap.
A little perk, yeah.
I did that once. Just to see how I do it. But I try to save those things now for special occasions. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to make this work considering the situation I'm currently in. But I just got an invite to go to San Diego, got a pass for 4 days.
Do it.
I gotta solve the problem in front of me first. So I solve that.
Yeah, take the little barrier and... let the river flow.
Yeah, pretty much. No, that's it. No. I know it's going to break because I've already made, like... the thing is, too, making a clear decision, a clear vision thing.
It's all good.
Go ahead.
Thank you.
And ironically, like, this is actually why I thoroughly enjoy doing it this way, too. It's these little...
the story of what happened.
No, absolutely. So when I originally did this show, it was just an audio show, and I would come to bars and stuff like that, and I would have waitresses and stuff come up with orders. Like, all that stuff is there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would
it's
I edit?
Real.
Yeah, exactly. Why would
it's
I edit
real.
This
yeah.
out?
Yeah.
Right.
People pay a lot of money for B-roll.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a real funny story. One of those podcasts, I decided to leave the whole time. We went from one restaurant to another restaurant. I left that whole damn thing in. I just left it in. Decided, you know what? And one of my buddies, he does shows. Like he could have deleted that. He decided not to, and he goes, "That was awesome." Like, why did he do that? It's like, why not? It's real.
Yeah.
It's legitimately real. Like sometimes, I don't want perfect. I want it to feel authentic.
Yeah.
There's a
fly
difference.
On the wall, right? Yeah. Like you can't control what's happening. You're just watching.
Yeah.
Enjoying. People yeah. watching. It's great.
Absolutely. So I'm gonna ask a tiny little favor.
Mm-hmm.
Can you wave to the camera? So the way we did this is kind of like hi. Yeah, see, real person. So, folks, lesson learned here. I'm going to go from the other angle. She's far prettier than I am. It's all true. But that's the thing. I'm looking for real authentic. That's why I want to do what I'm doing, right? Going on
yeah.
the road and doing my
and
thing.
I think the world needs that. So I think that is really cool for you to
yeah.
go around the world and take the next steps to visit these other places and cultural differences and just all the things that can make it interesting to be like, hey, look, we are the same all over the planet.
Well, the world's changing too. Like, I think the other thing too is I'm very curious what the next 10 years are going to really hold up because
mm-hmm.
I don't know if the world decentralization means anything to you.
The world's in trouble, but trying to help the best way we can.
I don't quite look at it that way. So I'll tell you what I mean by that. I don't necessarily think the world's in trouble. I think the world's, like any other point in history, it's changed.
I guess the word I use is it's being shook.
Well, no, yes.
Yeah.
But that doesn't necessarily mean it's not entirely bad.
No, it's not
a bad thing entirely.
No.
What's happening is the world as we know it, is changing.
Yeah.
So.
It's a good thing, actually.
Yeah. It's sort of needed. But the question is, where are we going to go? This is my theory. So, there's war going on, centralizing streams of power throughout the world, or decentralization, right? Now, I'm a firm believer that if you try to stack marbles into a corner, it's going to go everywhere eventually,
yeah.
And that's what I think is going to happen. How we get there is another
yeah,
story.
Yeah, that depends.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So this is why I'm doing what I'm doing here. What I realize is I got to create my own space in the world. Right, and I'm going to be one of those guys interacting with the world as it goes.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to do. And it sounds like with you, you want. I don't know.
It's similar. I guess it just the colors look different.
Well,
if
yeah.
that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, I just feel like in your case in particular, it feels like you're going to do this, and you're at some point going to go, what's next?
I already know.
Right.
It's already there.
So if I come visit you in Portugal someday, will there be an Emperor Jenny McDonald somewhere? You're gonna be sitting on your throne with like a crown. Be like, my
no,
subject's on.
Someone did say yesterday though that you're gonna start the Jenny cult.
I laughed. I was like, cult. I don't know your style exactly.
No, I was like, not quite a cult, but just a Jenny bubble. Like it's just, yeah, it's that same thing. You're creating that bubble of this is your happy place, and if people want to join and be in your story, then they're in your story. But it's, yeah, the world is our home, right? Like I can't see myself staying here forever. I just think there's so much more. Like there's no borders, no boundaries. Like you feel called to go to one place, go there.
Mm-hmm.
That may not be your forever place. You'll meet someone else or do something else or have another idea and you'll go somewhere else. At the end of the day, if you went and so you said, hey, I just got back from this crazy journey. Let me tell you a story. Like that's the end goal.
That's the best one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember since the last time we saw you. I think I fixed my teeth because I don't know if you remember that or not. But these were much holier than they were now.
Okay.
Right? They don't remember that at all. Cool. Yeah. So that's the story too. Like I got to work for one of my heroes. in Arizona.
Yeah.
Did not go well.
Yeah.
It went completely the opposite.
Yeah.
But it taught me so much.
Exactly.
Right? And that's the thing, like you're gonna go through these experiences, and when it's all over, okay.
You're gonna learn so much.
Good question. Do you think everything matters or nothing matters?
I guess it depends on your definition of a lot of those words.
Okay, so let's try it like this. Okay, so some people would say, and by being there's freedom in both choices, I'm just curious how you look at it. Nothing we do matters, like in the sense that nothing, as your tattoo says, everything is temporary.
Yeah.
Nothing we build lasts forever.
Yeah, I think everything matters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, everything matters, and it's not like it's matters in like a life is so serious kind of way. It's like an everything matters, as in it's there for a reason, and it's part of the story. It's the details that make life more than just a white-walled blank room. You know, so yeah, everything matters.
Everything matters?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I do agree. I think we're near the end of this, at the quote-unquote interview part of this thing, so, what would you like to promote?
Sorry?
What would you like to promote?
What would I like to promote?
Yeah.
I would like to promote for people to just go after what they want to do.
Yeah.
I mean, I could promote the business, I could promote me as a makeup artist, all those things, but I think I just want to promote people to take a chance. If you've been saying you want to do something or go somewhere, just do it.
Okay. I'm cool with that, except for one thing.
Mm-hmm.
If people want to find you,
mm-hmm.
where would they find you?
You can find me on Instagram at cobblestone.avenita, or you can add me on Jenny K. McDonald, also Instagram.
Fair enough.
Yeah, or in the forest somewhere in like a van with some cats. Might be harder to find me, though.
I understand that. Do. All right, folks. This is the interview with the Miss McAwesome here. This is Miss McAwesome, Jenny McDonald, makeup artist, Renaissance woman extraordinaire.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And this is, thank you, patrons, for watching this. Spread the word as you can. To anybody else watching, everybody else listening, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Stay inspired. Keep shining in the dark. And I'll see you guys next time. Healing Hands airs every Monday on channel Healing Hands YYC. Hosted by Chenille Bostic, Healing Hands is a massage therapy education show in which Chenille shows you exactly some massage techniques, how to heal, and the basics of getting started. Check it out every Monday at Healing Hands YYC. Click on the link below to subscribe.
Josh.